Chapter 22. Said, is bitter enough, I should think, for a man of your kind. Dot it is, he whispered twice, with his eyes fixed on the floor. It was ear trending. He towered above the light, and I could see the down on his cheek, the color mantling warm under the smooth skin of his face. Believe me or not, I say it was outrageously ear trending. It provoked me to brutality. Yes, I said semicolon and allow me to confess that I am totally unable to imagine what advantage you can expect from this licking of the dregs. Advantage? He murmured out of his stillness. I am dashed if I do, I said, enraged. I've been trying to tell you all there is in it, he went on slowly, as if meditating something unanswerable. But after all, it is my trouble. I opened my mouth to retort, and discovered suddenly that I'd lost all confidence in myself, and it was as if he too had given me up, for he mumbled like a man thinking half aloud. W went away. Dot dot went in two hospitals. Dot 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 not one of them would face it. Dot 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 they. Dot dot he moved his hand slightly to imply disdain. But I've got to get over this thing, and I mustn't shirk any of it or... Dot dot I won't shirk any of it. He was silent. He gazed as though he had been haunted. His unconscious face reflected the passing expressions of scorn, of despair, of resolution reflected them in turn, as a magic mirror would reflect the gliding passage of unearthly shapes. He lived surrounded by deceitful ghosts, by austere shades. Oh. Nonsense, my dear fellow, I began. He had a movement of impatience. Why you don't seem to understand, he said incisively. Then looking at me without a wink, I may have jumped, but I don't run away. I meant no offense, I said, and added stupidly, better men than you have found it expedient to run, at times. He colored all over, while in my confusion I half choked myself with my own tongue. Perhaps so, he said at last, I am not good enough, I can't afford it. I am bound to fight this thing down, I am fighting it now. I got out of my chair and felt stiff all over. The silence was embarrassing, and to put an end to it, I imagined nothing better but to remark, I had no idea it was so late, in an airy tone. Dot dot, I dare say you have had enough of this, he said brusquely colon and to tell you the truth he began to look round for his hat, oh have I. Well, he had refused this unique offer. He had struck aside my helping hand. He was ready to go now, and beyond the balustrade the night seemed to wait for him very still, as though he had been marked down for its prey. I heard his voice. Ah, here it is. He had found his hat. For a few seconds we hung in the wind. What will you do after? Dot I asked very low. Dot go to the dogs as likely as not, he answered in a gruff mutter. I had recovered my wits in a measure, and judged best to take it lightly. Pray remember, I said, that I should like very much to see you again before you go. I don't know what's to prevent you. The damn thing won't make me invisible, he said with intense bitterness. Oh such luck. And then at the moment of taking leave he treated me to a ghastly muddle of dubious stammers and movements, to an awful display of hesitations. God forgive him me. He had taken it into his fanciful head that I was likely to make some difficulty as to shaking hands. It was too awful for words. I believe I shouted suddenly at him as he would bellow to a man you saw about to walk over a cliff. I remember our voices being raised, the appearance of a miserable grin on his face, a crushing clutch on my hand, a nervous laugh. The candle spluttered out, and the thing was over at last, with a groan that floated up to me in the dark. He got himself away somehow. The night swallowed his form. He was a horrible bungler. Horrible. I heard the quick crunch of the gravel under his boots. He was running. Absolutely running, with nowhere to go to. And he was not yet 4 and 20. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.